Anyway, here it is. There is proof. The Prince of Persia, the Prince of Greece. By the way, what did Herod the Great, I think I gave you the lineage last night from Haman to Herod the Great. Oh, I gave you the lineage back to Amalek. What in chapter 17 and 18 of Exodus does he say? Those Amalekites are going to continue to try to destroy you Jews. You'll always have problems with the Amalekites. What are the people trying to do today? Herod determined what he would do. Kill all of those Jewish boys under 2 years of age, because then I can get the Messiah. You ever heard about the Spanish Inquisition? You ever wonder why it was that a man named Adolf Hitler, who, by the way, not according to Jimmy DeYoung, but according to the public broadcasting system, was totally sold out to demonism, witchcraft, and the occult? He was demonically possessed. Have you ever wondered why Yasser Arafat would tell 13-year-old girls who are at a graduation to emulate a young woman, a Palestinian woman, who put a bomb in a bus driving from Haifa to Tel Aviv down the Mediterranean coast? 21 Jewish people were dead. A little baby thrown from the bus. They pick up, he said, this lady picked up the baby, went back, still alive. The baby was thrown in a burning bus. And Yasser Arafat tells 13-year-old girls to emulate her. Totally demonically possessed. You ever hear of a man named Muhammad? The Islamic faith? The Islamic faith is not something that anybody can coexist with. In the 6th century, in Mecca, which was the headquarters for idol worship of the world, the occult, demonism, and witchcraft headquartered in Mecca. Mecca, where they bow when they make a hajj or a pilgrimage, had 360 idols on display there. And up comes Muhammad. He develops a god, Allah. Allah is not our God in another name. It was the moon god, the symbol of the Muslim faith, the crescent moon. And it's the fastest growing religion in the world. 1/4 of the world's population under Islam. The Quran, it is not a holy book. It calls for violence, the demise of all that are unbelievers. On the walls of Bethlehem, scribbled one day, we saw it. We live just in Jerusalem, just out of Bethlehem. We're taking care of the Saturday people, the Jews. Next, we'll take care of the Sunday people, the Christians. You don't coexist with Islam. And it's the fastest growing here in America. Dangerous. I want to tell you the lowest common denominator among all of those nations. As we study the alignment of the nations tomorrow, you'll see the lowest common denominator is the Islamic faith, satanically energized. What makes all these nations come together? As we study the nations tomorrow, what is it? Satan dispatching from the first heaven an evil angel to take control of a world leader. Let me conclude with this. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11 just for a second. National leaders are being taken over. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, and world rulers, satanically energized. May I just give you one other exhortation? Timothy received a letter from Paul. 2 Timothy says, hey, Timothy, pay attention, buddy. Here are evidences of the coming of the end. And then he tells him about deception. Look here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 11, he's talking about false teachers. Verse 13. For such are false apostles. 2 Corinthians 11, 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. What is it saying? Satan is not only dispatching evil angels from the first heaven to take over national leaders to move this world politically, so the stage will be set and every actor in place for the end times to be fulfilled. But he's dispatching evil angels to take over pulpits. Ministers of righteousness, which are evil angels. You know why? You better know this book. Because in the last days, before Jesus Christ comes, evil angels disguised as ministers of righteousness teaching demonic doctrines. The Word of God exhorts us. Father, exhortation given, explanation given. We must understand where we are. Allow us to exegete this book. Explain it to others. Be aware we don't have time to waste. We can't be waylaid. We must understand and recognize biblical truth, because we're going to be inundated with these ministers of righteousness, demonically controlled to lead us astray. And more so, 2 Timothy 3 says, more so as the time of the coming of Jesus Christ draws closer. Thank you for the privilege of learning daily, and help us with this to serve you until you do come. In thy precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.